One National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A very interesting speech on the separation of church and state was given recently by American University professor Daniel Dreisbach at Hillsdale College. No metaphor in American letters has had a greater influence on judicial decisions than Thomas Jefferson's wall of separation between church and state. Many people think those words are in the Constitution, which they are not, but nevertheless the metaphor has become the basis for those who try to assert that the First Amendment separated religion and the state, thereby mandating a strict secular nation. Some activist judges have tried to make it a virtual rule of constitutional law. Let's set the record straight. For starters, Thomas Jefferson had nothing to do with writing the First Amendment. He was in France when it was written by James Madison. The phrase came from a letter Jefferson wrote to the Baptists in Connecticut. At that time, the Congregationalist Church was the legally established church in Connecticut. And Jefferson wrote to assure the New England Baptists that Congress would not take away their own freedom of religion. The trouble with the wall metaphor is that it seriously misrepresents what the First Amendment says. At the time the Bill of Rights was written, it was well understood that its purpose was to restrict the new national government from interfering with state governments and their established churches. It was also well understood that representative government and civic virtue depended on a moral people supported by religion. The First Amendment was written to be a one-way barrier that restricted the federal government. But Jefferson's metaphor has been used to create a two-way wall to restrict religious values from having any influence on our government. It's time people learn the truth about the First Amendment. It is merely a restriction on government. It is absolutely not a restriction on religious expression in public places.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who seldom gets up before breakfast. If he does get up before breakfast, he always tries to eat breakfast first. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Now, it's been several months ago that we were talking about the National Animal ID System and how the federal government, through the Department of Agriculture, is paying off the states, trying to get the state legislatures, because the feds know that they do not have the authority to force this upon the people of the United States. So they're trying to get state laws passed that will do this. And in some of the states, we are seeing states come back and getting state laws saying, hey, no way, we're not going to get involved in a national animal ID system. Now, at that time, it's like I said, it's been probably a couple months ago, I received a call from a listener in Indiana. And he was concerned. He said, you know, he says, my children show livestock at the Indiana State Fair. And he said, they're going to force us to get a premise registration number. We're going to have to register our premises before our livestock, our children's 4-H and FFA projects, will be allowed to enter the state fairgrounds. What can I do? And I said, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to get all of the people that show livestock at the Indiana State Fair together. You're going to have to march on the Capitol. You're going to have to call the governor's office. You're going to have to get together with all of the state legislatures. You're going to have to work your fanny off. But I said, if you work, don't sit back and let somebody else do it for you, because they're not going to. Now, you're going to need help. You're going to have to get all the help you can get. But you're going to have to get involved, and you can beat this thing. This is what the We the People government is all about. It's why the Constitution was written. Now, he said, I don't think I can do that. And I said, well, then you're beat. Go on. You're going to be part of the system. If you're not going to fight, you're whipped. Simple as that. Now, I'm going to show you what's happened here. And by the way, the state of Arizona now has passed a no animal ID system bill for the entire state. Arizona became the first state in the nation to prohibit mandatory participation in a national animal identification system. Now, that word mandatory might mean something. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But anyway, State Senator Karen Johnson sponsored the bill. She said, we are delighted that the legislature and the governor recognized the dangers of allowing government to force people to register their premises, tag every one of their livestock, and then report to the government every time their animals move on the premises. Arizona statute says this. Here it says, the director, department, or any other officer, agency, or instrumentality of this state shall not mandate or force participation in the National Animal Identification System. At least a dozen other states are considering legislation to block efforts by both state and federal governments to require livestock animal owners to participate in the NAISS, National Animal Identification System. Now, this term mandatory frightens me because we are fighting a very similar fight in the state of Missouri. And we don't want to put the word mandatory in there. We want it to say that we have become the first nation to prohibit any kind of participation in the National Animal Identification System. If they say mandatory, then they say it's voluntary. And once it is voluntary, then it becomes mandatory. The way the New World Order works, the way the globalists work, is they switch your terminology around. So today, black is white, white is black, fast is slow, vice versa. And if it says to prohibit mandatory, then that means we can have it voluntary, and we don't want any part of the government telling us that we have to register our premises, put this thing in a database, voluntary or not. Now, let me show you what's happened in the state of Missouri, because it's coming to a head. There's just a few days left in the Missouri House and Senate and the Missouri Legislature. Okay. Ray Cuneo, Doreen Haynes, Bob Parker, and Russell Wood, and you've heard them all on my show, have been working so very hard to get NAIS stopped. They have made countless trips all over the state, not to mention Jefferson City, to get the word out to the people about the evils of the USDA National Animal Identification System. They have met with legislatures, USDA people, Missouri Ag folks, and Farm Bureau representatives, trying to get them to see the truth about how NAIS will adversely affect the small farmer and folks who want to raise their own food. Now, here's what Russell Wood had to say about this. Now, this thing's getting, it's right down to the finish line. It's kind of like old street sense coming from way back in 19th place to win the Kentucky Derby last Saturday. This is what Russell Wood had to say. He said, you're not going to believe the cutthroat methods that the NAIS gang, and he names them, Farm Bureau First, MFA, that's Missouri Farmers Association, NCBA, that's National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and the Missouri Department of Agriculture is using to keep our Ferguson anti-NAIS bill, SB 428, from reaching the House floor for debate and a vote. Since SB 428 cleared the Senate 29-2, they're afraid of it clearing the House. You see, the people have spoken. The people have gotten together, just like I told this fellow from Indiana to do. I said, call everybody. Get bunches of people to come to the Capitol. Get all the people that ever showed livestock at the state fair. Said, we don't want this, all right? Anyway, and this is what happened in the state of Missouri. Meetings were held. I would not have any idea how many hundreds of thousands of miles people have driven to hold meetings, to come to Jefferson City, that's a state capital, to try to get this thing killed. Okay, they're afraid of it clearing the House because it passed the Senate 29-2, all right? And so far, and I'm again quoting Russell Wood here, so far they are successful in having their stooge, Representative John Quinn, keep it hijacked in his Ag Policy Committee. Now, it goes a little further than this. I'm going to take a break. I hear music in the background, but stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
449-9124.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this National Animal Identification System, some states have gone ahead and they've even passed legislation approving it, saying, hey, we want this thing. But most of the people, when they get right down to it, say, hey, I can't believe the government's going to try to treat us this way. Now, as I said, in the state of Missouri, it's been a long, hard-fought battle, but the Senate voted for no national animal ID in the state of Missouri by a vote of 29-2. As Russell Woods was saying, Representative John Quinn has kept it hijacked in his Ag Policy Committee. They've even taken the number SB 428 and attached it to their farm bill, which got held up in the Senate as SB 364. In other words, they switched it around, you see. On Monday, the House of Representatives passed this 156 with Representative Mike Deathrow's NAIS amendment. So it got passed in the House. Here's what Doreen emailed me. She says, okay, we have a piece of legislation that stops the Missouri Department of Agriculture from participating in any, get the term any. You spell that A-N-Y, any. They don't want, in the state of Missouri, we don't want any government interference in the way we handle our livestock or whether or not they're going to put our name eventually in some kind of a database, okay? The Arizona bill said mandatory, and in Missouri, we've held out for any. We don't want any part of any government operation controlling what we do with our livestock. It passed the House. Now, get this. Remember, it passed the Senate 29-2, but when it finally got on the floor of the House, it passed 137-10. Now, that means that the people have been heard. And it is the people that have been heard. I will guarantee that those political people that voted for this thing would not have voted the way they did had not they had the pressure put on them by we the people out here in the country. All right? Representative Horton, who was anti-NAIS, made a great argument against an amendment that would establish a study committee through all of 2008 until January the 1st, 2009. Timeline proposed by Hobbs, pro-NAIS, and he voted against this legislation because he thought it was going to destroy the original meaning of the bill that Quinn passed out of committee. He was suspicious of it. Anyway, Doreen said this is good, but we still will need to go through conference committee. She says, I am unclear whether or not it will go against SB 428 as it passed the Senate, which is great legislation, but those details will be forthcoming very soon. For right now, I consider this a great victory for liberty and the entire No NAIS movement. Be ready to work a little bit more, though. Don't give up yet. I mean, don't quit yet. Just because we have just because the conference committee and the governor's signature, we still need that. Hallelujah, she says. Now, when we come back, there's more. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Missouri Livestock Auction. And we have returned. Now, back to Missouri legislation. And it's not just because it's Missouri legislation. People, it's about what you can do if you'll get off of your duff, quit watching the television shows, and get to busy, and you can accomplish these things because, as I said, this kind of reminds me of old street sense coming from 19th place and getting right up into the, looks like we saw him cross the pole, but we're going to see this thing cross the pole as well. Okay, now here I received this email this morning. A vote on SB 156 was great, as we now have bills passed by both the House and the Senate with an overwhelming support. However, there is language differences in the two versions of the bill, and it is in conference committee to try to work out the differences. Representative John Quinn is still trying to throw a wrench in the NAIS portion. However, we are assured by the five senators on the committee that we have their vote and at least two representatives, so that's 7-3. It takes 6 out of 10 to get this thing to become law. It's been a monumental struggle challenging USDA, MFA, pork producers, Missouri cattlemen, and most of all, Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau is the worst enemy that the farmer has in the state of Missouri. Until you are there every day to witness their power and their plays to force big business on the small farmer, you really don't see the whole picture. It's all about money in their pockets. In the last 48 hours, we've been in the same room with them 18 hours, listening to nothing but lies about how we, the people, are going to destroy agriculture if we don't allow NAIS. Anyone that has any involvement with Farm Bureau should drop them like a dirty shirt, along with Missouri cattlemen and the MFA. MFA, again, for those of you out of state, is the Missouri Farmers Association. Just follow, and by the way, it is big business. It's a cooperative, but it's big business, all right? Just follow the money, and you can see why they are all grouped together despite a push You can see why they are all grouped together, desperate to push this down our throats. Evil, evil, evil. These three representatives are their puppets that dance to their wishes. John Quinn, Ag Chairman, Brian Mutzlinger, Steve Hobbs. They, along with Senator Bill Stoffer, Ag Chairman. But the truth prevailed, and we feel that at this point we have stopped NAIS here in Missouri. There's still hurdles to pass, and we have learned that things can change at the Capitol very quickly. Now, that was going to be the end of my story. I'm going to say that any state can do this. Any people can do this. But you have to work. It has taken, as I said, hundreds of thousands of driven miles in the middle of the night, meetings held all over the state, hundreds of maybe thousands of calls to their representatives and to their senators. But look at the vote on this thing. 29-2 in the Senate, 137-10 in the House. Once you explain what the feds are trying to do to us out here on the farm, hey, it's easy to get Congress to go along with it. It's common sense. That's all it is. Now, Doreen, is she still on the phone, Jeff? Hi, Doreen. Are you there?
Hey, I'm here, Derek.
Yeah,
you
were going to make some more comments here. You were in on this thing.
Yeah, I was in on this thing. Basically, my idea of it is that the legislature doesn't really want to have to be forced to choose between Farm Bureau, so we were sitting in mediation with a very good mediator, Representative Pratt. He was a really good guy. But the job of mediation is to push both sides as far as you can push them. Missouri Farm Bureau, the Missouri, MFA, the cattlemen, and the Department of Agriculture, the only thing they want is to establish, via statute, voluntary NAIS in the state of Missouri. We answered every one of their concerns. That were valid. And they couldn't sign off on it because they want to make all this money.
We know that Missouri has already gotten over $1 million, if I remember right.
Yes.
The Missouri Department of Agriculture received like $1 million from the USDA to get this thing passed.
Well, yeah, they sure have. I mean, they'd rather move ahead the way they've been doing and continue to get the federal funds and, you know, send out mass mailings and get people who don't know anything about the program to register their property because they think they have to. And we're doing everything we can to put a stop to it. Now, it's in conference committee right now, and if you're a praying sort, I'd really love for you to pray.
Okay.
Because this is it. If we don't get this done, if it doesn't come out of conference committee on our side, and then it has to go through House vote, then we're cooked.
The House is already vote, but yes.
Let me just say, it is so complicated. It's ridiculous. They have to hammer out the language. Now, Quinn pulled it, did what's called stripping from the bill, but they got to get a majority vote to bring the NAIS topic back up as it passed out of the House, 137-10. Then they'll mess with the language till both sides are, if a majority vote is satisfied, and then it'll go back to the House as it stands, can't be messed with anymore for a vote, and to the Senate for a vote.
Okay, well, we're out of time. We're going to take a quick break. Hey, Doreen, thanks for the call. Thanks for all that you people are doing. But again, the point I wanted to make through this whole thing is we the people can speak. And when we get together and work, just like that fellow in Indiana said, well, I don't think I can do that, then you're whipped. You're whipped before you start. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Gold prices fell Wednesday ahead of the Fed interest rate decision released later today. Speculation that the Fed will not raise interest rate anytime soon caused the dollar to drift lower. Gold closed in New York down $4.90 to $680.10 an ounce. Silver fell 9 cents to $13.35 an ounce. Reckless U.S. fiscal policy is undermining the dollar's position, writes Foreign Affairs magazine. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses seven major forces driving gold, four types of gold worth owning, and six steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
I never really thought I needed to wear one, but thank God I wore it anyway.
My daughter insisted that I wear it. As it turns out, I'm really glad she did.
I am so glad I was wearing this.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But living alone comes with risk. What if you suddenly became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to your residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day.
This little pendant was a lifesaver.
For a free brochure, call 1-800-897-3777. That's 1-800-897-3777. Act now and receive a free smoke detector with 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-897-3777.
Bill Duncan of Kansas knows that the chelation therapy found in Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, really works.
After some trips to the emergency room, the doctor visits, and a lot of problems in March of 97. I was in a hospital for test observation for probable circulatory problems, and there's no doubt in my mind I was on the verge of having a heart attack because I began to add all these symptoms up. And I remembered a phone number I had jotted down about 6 months earlier while listening to the Derry Brownfield show. Ordered my first bottles. Within 2 or 3 days, I began noticing symptom relief. Several things began feeling better. So using the tablets right away, I was doing what they said it would do, and I was impressed with that.
Improve your own cardiovascular health. Get your own 30-day supply of Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. Send $43.95, check, cash, or money order to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says, don't be worried at not understanding what people are saying. They can't understand you either.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. I have here on my desk some information from the National Park Service. It's called Management Policies 2006, a guide to managing the national park system. And then there's one, this part of it has to do with transportation systems and alternative transportation. Now, let me show you how the feds are thinking. The location, type, and design of transportation systems and their components, components are roads, bridges, trails, and parking areas, and the use of alternative transportation systems all strongly influence the quality of the visitor experience. These systems also affect, to a great degree, how and where park resources will be impacted. For these reasons, management decisions regarding transportation facilities require a full interdisciplinary consideration of alternatives and a full understanding of their consequences. Now, here's again, this is a lot more government doublespeak here. Did you really understand that? Well, you're not supposed to. Traditional practices of building alternatives and a full understanding of their consequences. Okay, traditional practices of building wider roads and larger parking areas to accommodate more motor vehicles are not necessarily the answer. In other words, hey, they don't want us out there in a car or a pick-em-up truck, okay? The service must find transportation solutions that will preserve the natural and cultural resources in its care while providing a high-quality visitor experience. Early NPS, this is National Park Service now, wants to work closely with other federal agencies, tribal, state, and local governments, regional planning bodies, citizens groups, and others to enhance partnering and funding opportunities. Do you think the feds really want to work with the local people? The feds come out, they've made up their mind, they know what they're going to do, and then they hold these hearing sessions, so to speak, in the public, and they are usually backed or attended mainly by the Greeny Weenies. In other words, the Sierra Club, the Wilderness Society, the Wildlands Project people, and that sort of thing. But anyway, back to what the Park Service is saying. The service will also advocate corridor crossings and terrestrial and aquatic wildlife and other accommodations to promote biodiversity and avoid or mitigate harm or individual animals. Now, let's go back to biodiversity. That comes right out of Agenda 21, people. You can get the book, read about it. It's a long, long document. We have a good summary of it. But biodiversity, we never heard of biodiversity until Agenda 21 was discussed down in Rio, Rio, Brazil, all right? Anyway, number one, we can't have harm to individual animals. Two, the fragmentation of plant or animal habitats. And three, the disruption of natural systems. The service will appropriate, emphasize, and encourage alternative transportation systems, which may include buses, trains, ferries, trams, and preferably, they prefer non-motorized modes of access to the park and moving within the park. In other words, you're supposed to walk there, okay? In general, the preferred modes of transportation will be those that contribute to maximum visitor enjoyment. Is it that enjoyable to walk to a park? Huh? Come on. And minimum adverse impacts on park resources and values. Now, is Janet with us? Hi, Janet. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am, Derry.
All right. Now, you sent me an email this morning, and you said apparently they're holding these sort of public consensus meetings or something there in Alamogordo, New Mexico, or at least in Catron County, or not Catron, but
Otero County.
Otero County.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
They have one scheduled for tonight, and it is for the Forest Service to present their travel management plan.
All right. Isn't that exactly what this thing says?
Well,
the guide to managing, this is Park Service.
This is the USDA's version of the Department of Interior's travel plan.
Okay.
But basically, Derry, it's not travel management, it's travel restriction. We need to just cut to the chase on this.
Yeah, you can read it right here in their plan.
Right.
That preferably non-motorized modes of access to the parks and moving within the parks.
Right.
In other words, they don't want anybody out there. What it amounts to is they don't want anybody out there.
That's right. And in the case of Lincoln National Forest, these are the same folks that have presented us with a very sick and unhealthy forest because of their lack of management and lack of action. We have 25,000 acres of dead or dying trees up here. And at the rate of thinning 2% a year, it'll never be cleaned up. That's what they're bragging about, that they clean a year. We have a terrible situation, and it's just ready for a lightning strike for all this to turn into a massive fire, and now these same folks want to keep us out of the forest.
All right, now, I'm not familiar with Lincoln National. Is that where, when you go up to Cloudcroft, is that Lincoln National?
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
Okay.
It encompasses most of the Sacramento Mountains on up to Redoso and on the other side. It's a huge area.
Okay, we have with us also today Jacqueline Buchanan. She is the Deputy Forest Service Supervisor at Lincoln National Forest. Hi, Jacqueline, you're on the air.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fantastic.
Okay. Well, you know, I think this morning I was anticipating talking about our travel management work that we're doing. We're in the process of going through a management opportunity, planning opportunity to work with the public to look at how we can better manage motorized travel on the Lincoln National Forest. For a little point of clarification, what you had referenced earlier, Derry, was actually under the Park Service,
the
which
Park
is actually
Service, right.
Under the Department of Interior. And so we're talking about the U.S. Forest Service, which is under the Department of Agriculture.
Okay, but they're all feds getting their direction from the Agenda 21 people, right?
There are some similarities, and there are some joint information. There's some joint information that we are using to develop certain things, but there are definitely some differences, too, between Interior and Department of Ag.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so with what we're doing here on the Lincoln National Forest, we actually have had a travel management plan in place for 20 years, since 1987. So what we're looking at is actually not something that's brand new that we haven't already have implemented on the forest. And for the most part, I think folks feel that it's been working pretty well.
See, that's not the story I get. And I've talked to ranchers. I've talked to a lot of people. I've made quite a few trips over Cloudcroft Mountain there. And that's not what the locals are saying. They say, hey, look, the trees are all dying. They're closing the roads. There's too many checkered butterflies. What's the deal here?
Well, and we certainly have some issues with some bug defoliation that's occurring up on the Sacramento Mountains, and that's certainly an endeavor that we are putting a lot of time, money, and effort into right now. With the travel management, in 2006, there was a national rule that came out for the whole Forest Service, for the whole agency, to look at how to better manage travel, motorized travel, on our forest lands. Again, what we're looking at here is really not changing vastly from what's already been in place for 20 years. We're really not looking at closing many, if any, additional roads. We are looking at opportunities to actually add some potential for folks in regards to loop access and some extension of maybe some roads or trails, motorized trails, that are already in existence, and to make it a better opportunity for our user groups. And we're working very closely. We do have a meeting tonight, which will be the fourth meeting that we've had in the last 2 weeks. We met in Carlsbad last week. We were in Ruidoso, which is Lincoln County, on Monday night. And then we were in Cloudcroft last night, and we'll be in Alamogordo tonight. And overall, we have had pretty positive responses from most of the folks there that feel like we're on the right track. In fact, we've had quite a few comments that said, well, we would like to see this area managed better because we're getting too many folks coming in here. It's too much noise. And they're not environmentalists. They're actually landowners here in Otero County and Lincoln County.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Jacqueline, I hear music, and that means we're going to take another break. We cannot control the time. We, whatever the computer says, we must do. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Don't leave us. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. We have several calls and from New Mexico.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
6868.
And we have returned, visiting now with Jacqueline Buchanan. She is the Deputy Forest Service Supervisor at Lincoln National Forest. That Lincoln National Forest goes all the way over to Rio Doso, does it not, Jacqueline?
Sir, it's part of Lincoln County, a good bit of Otero County, and then actually down to Carlsbad. We have our third district office located in Carlsbad,
okay.
And it covers the Guadalupe Mountains.
Interestingly enough, I just came from there.
Oh, great.
I was over on 60 Highway. You come in on 82. Isn't it 82 that runs up Cloudcroft?
Yes, sir.
And then I went up through 60 Highway. I think it was 60. That runs back from Alamogordo to Rio Doso, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's an Indian reservation over there.
Yes, sir, the Mescalero Apache tribe.
The Apaches. And they have done a tremendous job of taking care of their forest. They go in there, they harvest the mature timber, they clean up their slash. Their forests look 100 times better than government forests. Why can't you guys do that?
Well, we're doing the best we can, and we're actually working very closely and collaboratively, you know, with the Mescalero tribe. We've got one of the projects, a big project that's located on the Sacramento District up at Cloudcroft, is a 16 Springs project. And Mescalero, we actually did the first in the nation under the Tribal Protection Act, a stewardship contract. And so we're working with the tribe on that. We are working with the tribe. They're part of our working group for both Lincoln County and Otero County, and so there's their resource manager is Thora Padilla, and she pretty much sits in on the majority of the meetings that we have as a partner and a collaborator. So we're trying to work with them, and they definitely have some knowledge and skill.
Hey, I wouldn't work with them. I'd let them go. Hey, those guys are doing a lot better job than the feds are. Let's go to the telephones. John in New Mexico. Hi, John.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with the doublespeak I'm hearing. First, I've heard that this was a 1987 plan, and so it's been around for a long time. And then she said there was a new rule that they're discussing in that came out in 2006, and that the Mescaleros, you know, they're working with the Mescaleros. See, the way it should be working is the Fed should be working with them, you know, they should be following the example of the Mescalero Apache, because they are doing a great job.
They're doing a tremendous... You can drive by... Now, I didn't go up in the forest, but you just driving by on 60 Highway, you can see the minute you get there the difference.
Well, in the Mescalero area, you could actually take a walk in the forest. If you want to walk in the forest in the Lincoln Forest, you can't, because there's too much underbrush and things like that. And that's the problem, is she kind of glossed over the 25,000 acres of the trees that are dying because of the bugs all over the things. That's because the trees are too close together. It's overgrown, and it's sucking all the water out. And what they're trying to do here, and let's just make no mistake about it, they're trying to close roads, and that's going to make it more difficult if there ever is a fire, because it'll be difficult to get in there. But what they really want is to make sure the roads aren't there, so there's sufficient logging to take out the old growth, the dying growth and things like that.
Well, you need to cut the trees before they die, but just before they die. Let's take a break. Hey, John, appreciate the call. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
The truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff, and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding his special spring calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 14th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 1,000 head with 2 pot loads of fancy black 8-weight steers. Now, they're MFA processed and no implants. They're consigned by Jim Holston. Flying W will be in with 2 pot loads of 5 to 6-weight crossbred heifers. Marvin and Monty Reed are selling 100 weaned calves. Hanky Farms have a 70-head string consigned, and Blanchard Farms have an offering of 50 fancy black calves. Brian High has consigned a 65-head string of calves. Other consigners include Gail Martin, Dale David Pfeiffer, John and Denise Simons, Anthony Linhart, Miller Farms, J.R. Cardry, Ronald Murian, Jack Haley, Reed Farms, Larry Allman, Larry Bartner, and Harold Bennett. Jim and Keith Swearingen and Robert Head, over 1,000 head, will be selling this coming Monday, that's May the 14th, at the spring sale, the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. And we're in the home stretch here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to New Mexico. Chris, hi, you're on the air, Chris.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was at that meeting last night, and it wasn't much of a meeting at all. Because, yes, I said, who's implementing this? And they're like, well, it's coming from up above. And it's like, well, why aren't they here telling us why they want to change things? They want to restrict the camping to 100 feet off the roads from 300 feet. I said, why are we changing that? Well, we don't know why. It just came from up above. And all those forest employees that were there last night were on overtime. They were all on the clock. There was more forest employees there last night than anybody else. And You couldn't speak. There was no public speaking. You couldn't ask any questions. They just had little tables and showed you these maps, and that was it. It was useless. They're just spoon-feeding us a bunch of lies, and then they're going to do what they want to do anyway.
Okay, Jacqueline, would you care to respond to those comments?
Yeah, actually, I would. And for the, I actually would like to go back and respond to the fellow that was previously on a couple of things. The difference between what was implemented in 87, that was just the Lincoln National Forest implemented a travel policy at that time. It wasn't under national direction. In 2006, nationally, for the whole agency, agency-wide, they have implemented the 2006 planning or travel management rule, which is what we're going through the process on now. In 87, when the Lincoln actually developed the first policy and the policy that's been in place for 20 years, it was public participation. Same thing that we're going through now.
Oh, did you get public participation last night? Did people get to stand up and ask questions?
No. I will honestly say they didn't have an opportunity to stand up. But
well,
what
why
they
have
do
a meeting?
Have,
why like, have a meeting and get public input if the people can't talk?
I understand, and I think sometimes that is the proper way and the much appreciated and needed way to go is to have that opportunity. We've also seen that sometimes you lose the focus because so many people come with personal agendas and
well,
then
sure they do.
A lot of people don't get the opportunity to speak.
That's the reason they're there. They have a personal agenda and they should be able to voice their opinion.
And what we've done is actually provided opportunity for them to give written response, which is a permanent record, a hard record, and so they have every opportunity to put in writing that evening to make actual marks and designation on maps. We had maps at all the tables, and so they could go and mark if there were roads that they wanted to have additions to, if they wanted to see loops put in, they had that opportunity to mark those on the maps. And then they also had the opportunity to, on these forms, to write down what they liked, what they didn't like, what they want to see changed, what they don't want to see changed. And so we felt like that is actually a better way to capture a person's comments because it's in writing. And that
well, what do you do with those written reforms? You could video the thing and you'd sure have it captured.
And it was videoed, actually, each meeting, well,
yeah,
Monday night, last night.
You didn't video anything but your own people. You didn't video the people that were there to make a point.
Well, actually, we weren't even doing the video. There was a gentleman in the community that was actually doing the videoing. And we had 74 people attend last night. We had about 60 the night before, or actually when we were in Rio Doce, about 50 in Carlsbad. So, you know, I think there is some opportunity, and we are glad to meet one-on-one with everybody, too, to capture what it is that they want.
Okay, well, we're going to be out of time. We have a little less than a minute left. Okay. Janet, would you care to add to our conversation?
Yes, I would. The public input that Jacqueline is talking about is simply window dressing. This is a way for the Department of Agriculture to check off their compliance list with forcing this down our throats. And I know from personal experience with the National Park Service that this is the case. I would have to respectfully disagree with just about everything that Jacqueline has said, except her admission of the bug infestation. These are the people that have mismanaged and ruined our national forest, and now we're going to allow them to keep us out? I don't think so.
And we are out of time. I do know that. And it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails. Happy trails.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact,